Oui.
好开心翻嚟呢度，
很高兴今天能够回到这里，
见到好多老朋友，
见到很多老朋友。
呢个系我哋第一次要，一次要讲嘅嘢。
这是我一开始要说
的。第二个嘢想讲嘅咧，就系宝珠都好问候你哋。
第二件事是宝珠，我的太太要问候大家。
The third thing I'd like to say is that I'm sorry I'm going to speak in English.
第三件事情我要说的是，不好意思，我要说英语了。
I think last time I was here preaching must have been maybe more than 15 years ago. I was speaking in Cantonese.
上一次我在这里讲道，差不多是15年前了。当时我是用粤语向大家宣道的。
But I feel I'm able to express myself better in English.
但是我感觉如果我用英语的话，能够更加完整地表达自己的想法。
I could still if I worked very, very hard for a long time preaching Cantonese, but it's very hard, so please forgive me.
当然我仍然可以用粤语讲道，但是我要用很长的时间，而且要很努力的工作，所以请大家原谅。
不过我们聊天的时间我一定可以讲广东话的。
我们聊天的时候呢，我们可以说粤语的。
我现在也可以说一点点的普通话。
我还可以说I can also speak a little bit
Maybe that's why my Cantonese has disappeared partly.
也许这是为什么我的广东话在消失。
Today, I was very surprised when I looked at the text today. I was very surprised when I found the text I found in Matthew 21.
我看到今天要讲到的经文的时候呢，是蛮惊讶的。这是马太福音21章。
Because this text is usually used for Easter.
On Sunday. 因为其实这段经文呢，是复活节的时候我们使用的，在中恕主日的时候。
So I looked twice, but no, it was a text for today.
所以我还仔细地检查了一下，但是这确实是今天讲到的经文。
So why do they use it for the first day of Advent?
所以为什么要在圣灵降临节的第一个星期日使用它呢？
It's because this text is actually all about Jesus coming into our lives.
因为这段经文是关于耶稣来到我们的生活当中。
It's like he did at Christmas. He came into the world and into our lives at Christmas.
这就如同是圣诞节一般，基督来到了我们的生活当中。
It's a story with a lot of strong feelings, a lot of passion in it.
这个故事是充满激情的。
The whole town of Jerusalem was stirred up when he came riding into town.
当他来到耶路撒冷的时候，整个城市都激动万分。
They were very excited.
他们非常激动。
And both Easter and Christmas makes us feel very strongly about God.
复活节和圣诞节都让我们对神有很深的感动。
At Christmas, he came into the world for us.
在圣诞节的时候，他为我们降世。
And at Easter, he died for us.
在复活节的时候，他为我们而死。
When we think about that, we feel touched.
当我们想到这些的时候，我们心里非常感动。
We feel a lot of passion.
我们感到很强烈的激情。
Yeah, the people of Israel.On that day, on Palm Sunday, was very passionate about Jesus.
在中恕主日的时候，耶路撒冷的人是非常为神而感到激动的。
And there is also a lot of joy in that day.
充满了欢喜。
And when I thought about this text, I remembered a story by a famous author called Max Lucado.
当我想到这个故事的时候，我想起了一位著名的基督教作家，叫马克思·卢卡多。
He has written a story that he called "The Guy with a Donkey."
他写了一个故事，叫做 一个有驴子的人。
I think this story kind of inspired me to make this sermon.
我觉得那个故事，给了我今天讲到的灵感。
And in this day, on this day, the people in Jerusalem they saw Jesus ride into town on a donkey.
那一天，耶路撒冷的人看到耶稣骑着驴进城。
And many of them run into the street to greet him.
许多人跑到街上向他欢呼迎接他。
And everybody was very happy for a good reason.
每个人都非常高兴，因为他们有个非常好的理由。
They know what the donkey riding thing means.
因为他们知道骑驴进城意味着什么。
The donkey tells them a very clear message about who Jesus was.
那头驴告诉我们非常清楚明白耶稣是谁？
Jesus is the Messiah they have been waiting for.
耶稣是他们等待已久的救世主。
Most of the Israelites were thinking that, oh, when Jesus comes like that, he is going to make our country big and powerful again.
大部分的耶路撒冷人认为，当耶稣来的时候，他将会使耶路撒冷变得强大。
Israel was going to become like in the times of King David.
耶路撒冷将会如同在大卫王时期那么强盛。
And they were hoping that Jesus was going to throw out with all the bad Romans that were occupying their country.
他们希望能够把那些他们仇恨的占领了他们国土的罗马人扔出去。
Most of them didn't know the real purpose of Jesus.
大部分的人并不知道耶稣来的真正目的。
He plans are much bigger than just freeing Israel and make a country great again.
他的计划要远比让耶路撒冷再次强大要大得多。
He is doing something that is going to change the world.
他所做的事将要改变整个世界。
And he is going to change you and me too.
他也要改变你和我。
The donkey is the key to understanding who Jesus was.
那头驴是让我们了解耶稣的身份的一个非常关键的事实。
By riding on the donkey, he made a very clear statement about who he was.
骑驴进城让我们清楚地知道他是谁。
It's like writing on the newspaper, in the front page of the newspaper, I am the Messiah.
这就如同在报纸的头版刊登了一个宣告，我就是马赛亚，救世主。
And why is this so?
为什么?
Because there was a prophecy in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约里面是有这样的预言的。
And many people in Israel knew these prophecies from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9.
许多以色列人都早在加利亚书第九章第九节就找到了这个预言。撒加利亚书。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
西安的民呐，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呐，应当欢呼。看哪，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的。并且施行拯救，谦谦和和地骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
By riding on a donkey, Jesus wants to tell us he is coming to free the world.
骑驴进城，耶稣是要告诉我们，他要从这世上拯救。
He was not planning to free the country of Romans.
他并不是只是拯救那个从罗马人手中拯救耶路撒冷。
He is planning to make people's lives whole again.
他希望让我们的生命完整。
And give them a hope beyond the grave.
让他们在死里重新有生的盼望。
And people in Israel and Jerusalem was also happy to see Jesus for some other reasons too.
耶路撒冷人见到耶稣还有其他欢喜快乐的原因。
A few days before he rode into Jerusalem, he had raised Lazarus from the dead.
就在骑驴进耶路撒冷的前几天,
his old friend,
他让, 拉撒路从死里复活了。
His old friend had become alive again.
他的老朋友从死里复生了。
And in the crowd that probably was following Jesus on that day, there was another guy too.
在追从耶稣的那一群人中还有一个人。
He was called Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus.
他是提马厄斯的儿子巴提买。
He had been blind, but Jesus had given him his sight back.
他以前是一个盲人，但是耶稣恢复了他的视力。
So no wonder they feel strongly about Jesus.
所以难怪大家都对耶稣有着非常强烈的感觉。
They feel so strongly that they start pulling off their cloaks.
他们的感觉是如此强烈，他们甚至脱下自己的衣服。
And then they put the clothes on the road.
他们把他们脱下的斗篷和衣服铺在地上
，so that Jesus and his donkey can ride across them.
所以耶稣骑的那头驴可以从上面走过。
And that's an expression of great love and humility on the people's part.
这是他们向耶稣表达他们极大的热忱和谦卑。
So if I take off my coat now,
如果现在我把衣服脱下来
，and ask Pastor Chen to walk across it.
怎样的人？你会为怎样的人做这样的事情？
Thank you for not walking on my clothes.
谢谢没有在我的衣服上面走。
Can you imagine this situation? Actually, Pastor Chen was. I think his shoes is very clean.
让我们想一想，我们的陈牧师的鞋子是不是很干净？
Okay. He's very nice to me too.
他对我也非常的好。
Maybe I need to hold this one. Does it sound better?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me hold it.
Can we also read the text you're preaching?
Oh yes.
I haven't read it.
Yes. We haven't read the text.
我们还没有读一遍我们今天崇拜的经文。讲到的经文
I completely forgot about reading the text.
我忘记了要读经文。
Okay, please help us read the text.
让我们一起读今天讲到的经文，就是在马太福音第二十一章第一到第十一节。你们都用自己最熟悉的语言来读，我们一起读。耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说。”主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。这是成就，要先应验先知的话，说要对西安的居民说：看哪，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来。把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着说：何撒那，归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何撒那。耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城都惊动了，说：这是谁？众人说：这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
I think you will remember the thing about the clothes for a long time now.
我想你们现在都会为那件衣服记得很久了。
The clothes on the road, greeting Jesus.
把衣服铺在路上来迎接耶稣。
I think that Pastor Chen's feet was very, very clean, so I wasn't afraid he would step on my jacket.
我想陈牧师的鞋子非常干净，所以我并不害怕他站在我的衣服上面。
Just maybe some snow and maybe some stones from Oslo.
可能就是一些雪啊，还有一些奥斯陆城里的小石子啊。
But the donkey riding may not have been as clean as that.
但是耶稣骑的那头驴恐怕没有那么干净。
You know what donkeys and horses do when they walk?
你知道那些驴啊马啊他们走的时候会做什么？
They can go to the toilet anywhere.
他们随时都会补补。
Just drop their dropping anywhere.
他们随时都会撒屎撒尿。
But yet the people threw their clothes on the road.
然而人们仍然把他的衣服铺在路上
so that Jesus could ride on them.
所以耶稣可以骑着驴在上面走。
That was how much they loved Jesus.
这是他们多么的爱耶稣。
Dirty clothes were no concern.
衣服脏了并不要紧。
And remember, they did not have washing machine or drying clean facilities in those days.
大家要记得那时候是没有洗衣机也没有干衣机的。
So the people of Jerusalem really loved Jesus.
所以耶路撒冷的人真的是很爱耶稣。
You could say they went crazy for him.
你可以说他们为耶稣而疯狂。
They shouted and made lots of noise.
他们大声地呼喊。
Waved their hands and cut down branches from the trees.
他们用力地挥手，还砍下了树枝。
Isn't it strange that their feelings for Jesus changed so fast? Only a week later, the feelings were very different.
是不是大家会感觉很奇怪？他们对耶稣的感觉会在短短一个星期里发生那么大的改变？
A few days later, their feeling for Jesus was hate.
只是几天以后，他们对耶稣的感情是憎恨。
They willingly asked him to have him killed.
他们甚至说要让耶稣受死。
Crying to the authorities, crucify, crucify.
他们向当时掌权的人大喊，把他钉在十字架上，把他钉在十字架上。
So the question is, how do we show Jesus we love him?
现在的问题是，我们怎样向耶稣显现我爱他？
Of course, you don't have to put clothes on the road.
当然，你不需要把你的衣服放在路上。
And each one of us can have different ways to show Jesus we love him.
我们每个人都可以以不同的方式来表现我们对耶稣的爱。
And I think each one of us have different gifts from God that he has given us to serve him.
我想我们当中的每个人都有受到不同的礼物，让我们以我们自己的方式去服侍神。
I said that Palm Sunday was one of those days that Jesus told the world who he really was.
我刚才说到在棕树主日的时候，耶稣告诉我们他的真实身份。
And he used a donkey to tell the people who he really was.
而且他用了一头驴来显示他的身份。
And in order to do that, he does something very strange.
为了做这件事情，他们又做了一件很奇怪的事情。
He sends two of his disciples into a village along the road with a very specific mission.
他把他的两个门徒叫去做一件事情，要去完成一件非常具体的事情。
They are told they will find a donkey bound to its colt, bound together with its colt.
他们要去找一头驴驹，那头驴驹是捆绑在那里的。
They are to loose these animals and bring them to him.
他们要解下这些动物，把它带给耶稣。
They are not told to go and find the owner of the donkey first and ask permission.
他们并没有被告知，他们先去找驴驹的主人，去征得他的允许。
It's a strange story.
这是一个很奇怪的故事。
Why does Jesus do it like that?
为什么耶稣要这样做呢？
What would the owner think when the disciples arrived?
那个驴的主人会怎么想？那些门徒来的时候，那个主人会怎么想
？Wouldn't he be angry and say, "Why do you take my animal?"
会不会他很生气？你干什么拿我的驴
Or maybe even he would be swearing at those trying to steal his animal.
他甚至可能会说脏话。
And then I wonder, why did the owner let the disciples take the animal?
那我就在想，为什么驴的主人会让门徒拿走他的驴驹？
And maybe the owner had recognized the disciples, maybe.
也许那个驴的主人认出了耶稣。
The disciples have also been asked, also instructed in what to say if somebody objected.
而且耶稣有告诉门徒，如果那个驴主人提问的时候，他该怎么回答？
They could use the language of a king.
他们可以用国王的语言来回答他。
They could say, the Lord needs your animal.
他们可以说，主需要你的驴。
Kings in those days could ask anything of their people.
国王在那个时代是可以向普通平民要任何事情的。
People could not refuse.
人们并不可能拒绝。
All you own actually belong to the king.
所有的私人财产都属于国王。
So Jesus is actually saying he is a king again.
其实在这里，耶稣再次表明我是王。
I like the story about the donkey.
我非常喜欢这个关于驴的故事。
As I mentioned, Max Lucado had written a story about this Bible story called A Guy with a Donkey.
我刚才提到，马克思·卢卡多有写过一本书，就是有驴的人。
And in the story, he says he admired the people who borrowed the donkey to Jesus.
在那本书里，他说他非常崇拜那些把驴带给耶稣的人。
And the man who borrowed the donkeys to Jesus, his name is not in the Bible.
那个把驴带给耶稣的人，他的名字都没有在圣经里提到。
But he is one of those people who did many small things for Jesus up through the ages.
他是那些为耶稣做了很多事情，做了很多小事的人当中的一个。
He is one of those guys who did a small thing for Jesus, which was very important in the long run.
他是众人做了很多的小事，在长远上是有非常重要的意义的人当中的一个。
And all of those people who do small things for Jesus, they have no way to know the importance of those things.
那些为耶稣做小事的人是无法知道他们所做的那些小事的重大的意义的。
Because it's like that. Sometimes we do many small things, but actually they become very important in the long run.
因为许多时候我们做许多小事情，但从长远来看，那些小事情是有非常重大的意义的。
Let me tell you a kind of a donkey story from Hong Kong, my own story.
让我现在来告诉你一个我的在香港发生的驴的故事。
There are no donkeys in Hong Kong, so I'm not talking about donkeys.
香港并没有驴，所以我并不是在真的在说一个驴的故事。
I was working in a church called Peace Church.
我当时在一个和平教会。
And they asked me to start another church called Peace Preaching Point.
当时他们叫我们建立一个新的为年轻人宣道的宣教点。
And my coworker and I, we wanted to start a youth group.
我和我的同工们当时想建立一个青年团契。
So we were in touch with a Christian teacher in a nearby school.
所以我们跟当边上的一家学校的基督教老师进行联系。
And then we planned a youth camp.
然后我们一起搞了一个营会。
And they came.
他们来了。
We had about 20 students, I think.
当时我们差不多二十多个学生。
And we played, and we had fun, and we shared something from the Bible with these young people.
当时我们玩了，我们觉得很开心，然后我们分享了福音。
And at that time, I had brown hair, not white hair.
当时我的头发还是深色的，不是白色的。
So I could play with them.
所以我仍然可以跟他们一起玩。
Or maybe I still can play with you.
也许我仍然可以跟你们一起玩。
But from our point of view, from me and my coworkers' point of view, this camp was not very successful.
但是当时我自己和我的同工们并不觉得那个营会特别的成功。
After the camp, these guys were not interested in being our youth ministry. They just left.
那个营会以后，那些学生们并不热心于参加我们的青年团契，他们就走了。
But something happened at that camp.
但是在那个营会发生了一件小事情。
I remember I sat down with a couple that were a boy and girlfriend.
当时我跟一对年轻的情侣坐下。
And we had a long, good talk.
我们有很长的对话。
And we also talked about faith.
我们讨论了信仰。
She was a Christian and he was not.
那个女生是一个基督徒，男生还不是。
So I think that she had made him come to the youth camp.
我想一定是那个女生把那个男生抓来这个营会的。
And in the end, I gave them my church card, my visiting card. You know, in Chinese, we all have name cards.
我们聊完天以后，我就给了他们我的名片。你知道，在中国每个人都有名片。
And after the camp, we all left, and we didn't have contact with this group of people anymore.
营会结束了以后，我们就都走了。我也跟这群人并没有什么联系。
But to my surprise, a few months later, I met the boy and the girl in my old church.
但是让我惊讶的是，几个月以后，我遇到了这对年轻情侣，他们在我的老教会里面出现了。
When I was starting the new church, I had to come back to my old church once a month to preach.
在我开始了新的教会服事的时候，我仍然要到我的老教会去，一个月去一次。
I was very surprised. Oh, why did you come here? This is my old church. Why did you come here?
我当时很惊讶，问他们，哎，你们怎么在这里？为什么你们来我的老教会？
Oh, they said, we found the address of this church on my card.
他们说，这个是你名片上的地址啊。
So I realized I had given them my old card.
这时候我才意识到，我把我的旧名片给了他们。
And I turned up in the old church.
所以他们去了我的老教会。
And by that time, they had made many friends in my old church.
在我见到他们之前，他们已经在我的老教会里结交了很多新朋友。
And you know, they were still in my old church for many years after I left Hong Kong.
你知道吗？在我离开香港以后，他们仍然在我的老教会里服侍了很久。
Actually, the girl is still there.
事实上，那个女生仍然在那里。
I found out they had split up.
我知道他们分手了。
Both of them had found new Christian husbands and wives.
他们都找到了自己的新的基督教的先生和太太。
When I met them the first time, they were just teenagers.
当我第一次遇到他们的时候，他们只是青少年。
And this boy whom I met in the camp, he was not a Christian.
当时在营会里遇到那个男生的时候，他还不是基督徒。
But later he became a Christian in Peace Church.
但后来他在和平教会里成了一个基督徒。
He became a member of the deacon's board. He was one of the leaders in the church.
他甚至成了执事会里面非常重要的人员。
And then later he found a girlfriend from another church, and they moved to that church.
后来他在另外一个教会里遇到了他的女友，然后他们就去了那个女生的教会。
But just recently, a couple of months ago, before I left Hong Kong, I met him again.
最近也就是一个多月前，我离开香港的时候，我又再次遇到了他。
And it turned out he was on the committee for all the housing in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Hong Kong.
他现在是新义会的那些房产的主管。
He was managing a lot of property in Hong Kong.
他在香港主管非常多的房产。
On behalf of the church.
为教会去主管这些房产。
And you know, property in Hong Kong is really expensive. Well, maybe a little bit less expensive these days, but still very expensive compared to Norway.
你们知道香港的房产非常贵，可能最近两天价格有点跌，但跟挪威比起来仍然是非常非常贵。
And the reason why I met him was because he was taking part of my church, managing the house my church is into.
我遇到他的原因是他甚至在帮助我的教会掌管房产。
So my card made a lot of difference.
所以我那张小小的名片事实上
So I think
my
card can be called a donkey.
所以我觉得那张卡也是一头驴。
My little visiting card helped a man find eternal life.
我那张小小的名片帮助了那个男生改变了他的生命。
He got wife too.
而且他还找到了终身伴侣。
And probably he has done many things as a Christian that I don't know about, which are good too.
也许作为基督徒，他对其他的人的生命也产生了影响，但是我不知道。
God can use our small things.
神可以用我们做的一些小事情。
And we have no idea how he will use them when we do them.
而且我们不知道当时、当下我们做的那个小事情将怎样的被神使用。
I don't know about you, but from time to time, I'm reminded that I should do something from God.
我不知道对你们来说会是怎么样的，但我时不时的会提醒自己，我应该为神做些事情。
I believe that God is sometimes speaking through us through thoughts we have in our heads that come from the Holy Spirit.
我相信神通过圣灵对我们的心思意念会有教导。
Sometimes God would ask us to say something to somebody.
有时他可能对我们说，要对某个人说些什么。
Give something to somebody or do something for somebody and so on.
有时候让我们做些什么，让有时候让我们去给些什么。
And sometimes we feel very uneasy about doing these kind of things.
有时候我们会觉得很不舒服做那些事情。
And I often don't follow my thoughts.
经常我并不是按照我自己的想法去做。
And why do we not follow our thoughts? We maybe think can be from God.
为什么我们不遵循自己的想法呢？
It may be because I'm uncertain.
也许我并不确定。
I don't take the chance to make a fool of myself.
我不想冒险去做傻事。
I feel stupid to go and say something like that to somebody maybe.
也许我会觉得很傻，跑去某个人那边去跟他说些什么事情。
But later I become I'm unhappy with myself because I didn't seize the opportunity.
但事后我又对自己不满，因为我没有好好抓住当时的机会。
Have you ever had the sudden thought I should ask to pray for that person, that girl or that woman or man?
有没有有时你突然有这样的想法，我应该为那个姐妹或那个兄弟去祷告。
Have you suddenly thought, oh, I should share about God with that person?
有没有你忽然有这样的想法，要和某个人来分享耶稣？
And then you don't do it.
然后你并没有这样做。
Then you lose the chance to do something good.
然后你就失去了做一件好事的一个机会。
Sometimes you could have been a witness to God and you were not.
有时你可以做神的见证，但是你没有做。
God's love to people comes through all of those small things we can do for Him and say for Him.
其实神的爱就是通过那些小事情，我们可以为神说的、做的那些小事情里显现的。
And sometimes I don't talk to people I somehow know I should talk to because I'm egoistical.
有时候我因为自私。就没有跟那些我应该去说话的人去跟他们说话。
I don't want to share my life or my stuff with other people.
我并不想告诉那些人我的生命、我的生活。
But sometimes, but too seldom, I listen to God and obey Him.
但有时候，恐怕太罕见了，我确实会去遵循神对我教导的我的想法。
And afterwards, I become glad that God somehow could use me to share with other people.
事后我会非常满足，因为神用我向别的人去产生影响。
I think you sometimes have that experience too.
我想有时候你也会有这样的经验。
And this is a challenge for us today.
这是我们今天面临的一个挑战。
Let us pray that we will have passion for God.
让我们一起祷告，我们将对神充满激情。
And that our passion for God will result in compassion for our fellow man.
让对上帝的激情领引我们对身边的人充满激情。
Let God use your donkey.
让上帝使用你的驴。
And each one of us have a donkey that God can use for his purpose.
我们每个人都有一头驴，神可以用那头驴来实施他的目的。
Okay, I know you don't have donkeys.
哦，我知道你没有驴了。
But maybe you have a car.
也许你有辆车。
And you have a lot of gifts and abilities that God has given from you.
你有许多天赋和才能，这都来自神。
And you should let God use your donkey.
你应该让上帝使用你的驴。
You are here. You who are here in the church today have lots of opportunity to serve God.
今天坐在教会里的每个人都有很多的机会来服侍神。
Just that you are here worshiping God and praying to Him and have community with your brothers and sisters, you are already part of this service for the Lord.
今天你在这里敬拜上帝，向他祷告，并与你的弟兄姐妹们有团契。你已经是向上帝服侍的一部分了。
Your offering and your money is fulfilling Lord's work.
你的服侍和你的十一奉献正在实施神的伟大使命。
When you are nice to your colleagues and your friends, you are serving God.
当你对你的同事、你的朋友非常友善的时候，你就是在服侍神。
When you forgive your spouse when he or she has hurt you, you are serving God.
当你饶恕你的伴侣的时候，你就是在服侍神。
When you talk nicely to them and are not rude and impatient, you are serving God.
当你温柔地向他们谈话的时候，不是向他们吼叫或者发脾气，你就是在服侍神。
Those who teach at Sunday school are serving God.
主日学的老师，他们在服侍神。
The way you smile to people is serving God when you smile nicely.
当你向别人友善的微笑的时候，你就在服侍神。
The way you have prepared for reading the scripture is important.
当你们在准备读经文的时候是非常重要的。
Playing the instrument in the church is important.
在教会里司琴是非常重要的。
The more love you have for Jesus, the more are you willing to let him use your donkey or your abilities.
你越是爱神，你越是愿意让神来使用你的驴，也就是你的才能。
And the more passion you have for Jesus, the more compassion you will have for other men.
你越是爱神，你越是对身边的人有激情感动。
So maybe you should pray for God to give you more passion for God and compassion for men.
所以你应该向神去祷告，能够更加的爱神，也更加的爱人。
But let me give you a warning.
但是先让我来给你一个小小警告。
If you are willing to pray that kind of prayer, it may change your life.
如果你向神祷告的话，你的生命会发生改变。
If you ask God to change you, you must be willing to change.
如果你向神祷告，让神来改变你的话，那首先你要愿意被改变。
If you don't want to change, then you shouldn't pray that prayer.
如果你并不想改变，那不要去祷告那段祷告词。
Because that kind of prayer will make you very busy and change your life.
因为这样的祷告会让你的生活非常的忙碌。
To serve God takes time.
服侍神是要花时间的。
And you have to use your time differently.
你将要用不同的方式来使用你的时间。
But you know, I don't think you will regret changing if you are able to change.
但是我想你是不会后悔改变的。
When I said yes to become a missionary and to serve God full time, I got a very busy life in return.
当我对神说我愿意成了一个全职的宣教士的时候，我真的变得非常忙。
But God has given me a very interesting life, more interesting than I could ever imagine.
但是神给了我一个非常有意思的生命，远超过我所求所想。
And there is nothing better than to serve God.
没有比服侍神更好的事了。
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢神。